Hey everyone, Callan here, and there have been several people who have reached out to me and expressed concern about how well I'm faring in the really hot weather that we've been having for, probably several weeks at this point, if not more than that. I actually haven't really been paying attention that much because it doesn't actually affect me very much. So it's been up about, I'd say, close to 100 degrees for a long time, weeks, if not a month and a half, something like that, okay? And basically, it's completely comfortable for me. And kind of the reason why is because I don't need to wear clothes, for example. Like, I just spend most of the day in my underwear, walking around, doing my garden stuff. And so, even if it's really, really hot outside, it's perfectly comfortable. Now, if I stand out in the sun for a long period of time, then I'm going to start to burn and there's a problem there. But that brings in the other thing. It's just like, well, there's always shade, okay? So it's really easy to find shade in nature. Most places are going to have trees. Even if you're out in a desert that doesn't have any trees or like just like kind of big bushes, you can usually track the sun. So, if it's not noon, you can usually get on one side of a plant, a big plant, get down. And it's because of the angle of the sun, it's going to give you some shade. Now, when it gets around noon, that can get a little bit more difficult. But if you could cut in on branches of like a low desert shrub or something like that, and you can kind of get in there, then you're going to still get that shade. Okay, so basically, being able to live in a way where you don't have to be wearing clothes all the time, part of the reason why people feel uncomfortable in high heat is because people are almost always wearing clothes. And I think that humanity is basically a tropical species, and wearing clothes is not really a natural thing. So, and then having a place to be shaded when the sun gets really intense so that you don't get toastified. So, basically, that's all there is to it. Keep in mind, I haven't showered in almost a year and a half at this point. I think maybe it's more like a year and a quarter. Like the only time that I've really done any full body bathing besides like my feet or my hands is at a river some like probably about 6 months ago, but I don't really count that. There wasn't soap or anything like that. I mean, you could count that if you want. And then before that was, anyways, it was a long time before that, okay? So basically, if you're eating the right food, you're wearing the right clothes, like for example, my underwear and my first layer of clothes when I am wearing clothes is always wool because it's antimicrobial and that makes a huge, huge, huge difference. Also, I eat a really clean diet so I'm not squirting poisonous with smells out of my pores all the time. Okay, so basically, do I look dirty to you? I go into public all the time. Well, not all, that's not true. I don't go into public all the time, but anytime I go into public, I'm in this state. Right? And no one thinks I'm dirty, no one notices anything. They just think I'm a normal person who probably showers daily. So, anyways, we have lots of ideas, humanity these days, because we've been trained to live in like a spaceship, basically. Like a house or an apartment, it's kind of like a spaceship. It's like protecting you from all of nature. And so we get, because we were born in that and we're raised in that, we think that that living outside when it's hot or when it's really cold is going to be difficult. But when you actually do it, like I've been living outside for over 2 years now, full, all four seasons, underneath a raincoat. And where, again, it gets over 100 here and it gets to like negative 15 Fahrenheit in the winter. And it's not really a big deal. You just have to, in the summer, take off all your clothes. And in the winter, you put on all your clothes. And you have to have, of course, specific layer system. But you just wear those clothes, and then when it gets to be nighttime, when you're going to go to sleep, where you're not going to be generating as much body heat, you need to add a few more layers with your sleep system. And that's basically all there is to it. And it's not actually hard to live outside. It's actually really nice. So, anyways, I just thought I'd let you guys know. I know there are a few people worried about it. Don't worry about me. I'm basically, like I said, I don't even remember how long it's been. I know people have been talking about it a lot. Oh, it's been so hot. And I'm like, yeah, I don't really notice too much. I mean, I got to water the plants more often, but as far as my personal comfort, perfectly comfortable. I could probably go a whole 20 degrees more and be fairly comfortable. So anyways, just thought I'd give you guys that update. Thanks for watching. I'll see you guys later.